The Pentagon says forces from Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network have been regrouping around a series of caves in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. U.S. forces in Afghanistan are still encountering al-Qaeda fighters there. U.S. planes bombed those caves again yesterday, and U.S. ground forces in the vicinity are tracking down and detaining al-Qaeda fighters. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
A Pentagon spokesman said yesterday that al-Qaeda fighters who had dispersed under the punishment of constant bombing are beginning to come back together. Today, a report from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Richard Myers, that U.S. ground forces are now coming into contact with these reforming al-Qaeda units.
Late yesterday, a U.S. team conducting interdiction ops in an area near Gardez Khaos located a group of suspected al-Qaeda fighters. A group of approximately 14 individuals was apprehended without resistance.
A Pentagon official says the U.S. team didn't just come across the al-Qaeda group. They knew where they were and went after them, he said. Of the 14 apprehended, two were detained by the U.S. forces for further questioning.
They were the ones of interest that were senior enough where they might have the kind of information that we're looking for in terms of operational methodology, future operations, and so forth.
The al-Qaeda fighters were located near the Jawhar Qili cave complex, southwest of the Tora Bora caves that were the main focus of U.S. military activity until recently. A search of some more of the Jawhar Qili caves, General Myers said, turned up laptop computers, cell phones, training documents, and other materials that might provide more clues into al-Qaeda activities. The two al-Qaeda leaders detained yesterday joined more than 360 people already being held by U.S. forces in or around Afghanistan. General Myers said some of those detainees will be transferred soon to secure facilities currently under construction at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Meanwhile, Afghan officials in the southern city of Kandahar were quoted today saying three former Taliban ministers, including the defense minister, have surrendered to local authorities there. U.S. officials say they would want to interrogate those ministers, but they could not confirm the surrender report today. The apprehension of the al-Qaeda fighters yesterday took place within a few miles of the border with Pakistan. The commander of the U.S. campaign in Afghanistan, General Tommy Franks, told the Associated Press yesterday that the United States and Pakistan now have an understanding under which Pakistani forces would go after al-Qaeda fighters crossing into Pakistan, or he said U.S. forces could pursue the fighters themselves.
One could see the case where we had information that would indicate that people had crossed into Pakistan, and our coordination with the Pakistani military would suggest to them that they help us by going out and confirming or denying the presence of people inside Pakistan. Or on the other hand, we could contact them and say, all right, we are observing people and we're going to follow them over into Pakistan.
Franks also said in that interview that U.S. Special Forces are already on the ground in Pakistan, working as liaison officers with the Pakistani military. The report evidently touched a nerve in Pakistan, where there are sensitivities to U.S. military activity in the national territory. The Pakistani government reacted by saying it did not need any help from the United States. General Myers, speaking today at the Pentagon, said the United States in any case would not act unilaterally in Pakistan. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.